This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long in studio. We'll take you to 6 o'clock tonight. And we got one right off the bat on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Former Major League Baseball player, double digits, two-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion. And on Baseball Jeopardy, they might have people stumped on this one. He was the American League stolen base leader in 2000, Johnny Damon. Johnny, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Mike, thanks for having me. Great to be on the show, and I hope everything's going fantastic with you all. I know you had the Super Bowl, you have Mardi Gras going on, an incredible time for the people of Louisiana.
Johnny, I'll ask you right off the bat, because so many people, when they heard the previews you were coming on today, they say, man, what Johnny's doing today? And I knew you were involved with a game, so I'll let you kind of explain what's happening on your end and what you're doing today.
Yeah, so A-Game is my company. I'm the, created the drink back in the day. 2012 was a very hot summer, and a couple football players passed. We wanted to come out with a clean hydration drink with no artificial flavors, no artificial coloring. We also have no forever chemicals. We zero dyes, and with the Make America Healthy Again project that's going on, we have Gary Brecken locked in with our team. He knows a thing or two about nutrition, but we also have Tyler Adams, who's going to bring the World Cup with the U.S. team over here next year. We know Caleb Downs won the national championship this year, but we have a clean hydration drink, and it's called A-Game, and you have to bring your A-Game every single moment of every single day, not just being an athlete, but being a teacher, being a parent, being a sports talk host. And so I try to bring my A-Game all the time, and my team is bringing their A-Game, so we're very excited about what's going on. I know we are in Greer's right now. We're also in Ross's. So a lot of good things happening for us in the state of Louisiana, and working with Governor Landry. He's been incredible to our growth, and can't thank the state of Louisiana for trying out our product. And let's bring it home. And I'm happy the LSU Tigers baseball team is strong again, because, man, they are so good. They have so much depth, and we know they bring their A game every single year. So I've been a big fan of theirs since I was a kid.
Johnny, I saw a couple of vans with the A game on it. I was just telling Di Newman this during the parade route they were passing. So I know it's local here, and I know you guys were in full force for the Super Bowl week. And, you know, you talk about LSU and what they've been able to do there. I'm going to ask a question. I asked Kurt Schilling a few weeks back when we had Kurt on, and he flipped it back to me about what was the motivation in life for you to be a baseball player. And I flipped it. Man, to me, it was fear. I didn't want to fail at what I did in life. I didn't. And so fear was a failure was a big part of motivation for me. And Kurt laughed. He's like, Mike, I would have told you the exact same thing for me. I didn't want to fail as a baseball player. So what was the big kind of push for you, motivation for you as a baseball player?
Oh, my motivation was to always be my best, and my motivation was to be a champion. I understand baseball is a failure sport, so I understood that my worst swing can turn into a bases clearing blooper down the third base line, and my best swing that I could ever take in my life could be a line drive to the second baseman for an out. So I understand the ups and downs of the game, and I'm hoping we get the next generation of kids involved with baseball, because a lot of kids don't like to fail. No one likes to fail, but it teaches you how to pick yourself up and get going again and learn how to deal with some bad things. Bad things are always going to happen in life, but you got to be able to pick yourself up and do the very best you can to be at the best place you can possibly be.
Johnny, it's a two-part question. One, you won that Red Sox team, and you know that curse was there. And y'all had nothing to do with it, but everybody brought it up. Hadn't won a World Series since 1918. What happened with Ruth? Man, y'all not the, you know, y'all weren't part of the group that sold Ruth to the Yankees. But what was that feeling like to finally get that kind of off you guys' backs in Boston? The second part is, to leave Boston when you couldn't come to terms with the team is one thing, but you leaving to sign with the Yankees, I know one thing, man, you were loved in Boston, but as soon as you signed up there and you were a Yankee, that wasn't too good in a lot of people's minds. So that thought of winning that World Series with Boston and finally 86 years and finally the curse was over.
Yeah, winning that World Series in Boston was so incredible. I mean, we brought a nation together, Red Sox Nation. We reversed the curse. We made so many people so happy. And the stories that you hear just over time and how family members could not possibly believe that we would ever have won a championship. So, I mean, all the stories are heart-wrenching. I'm glad that I was a part of it. I'm glad that I have a family of teammates that are forever going to enjoy 2004 forever. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And then, you know, a year later, I end up signing with the Yankees. Yeah, I wanted to stay with the Red Sox. I knew I was a fan favorite. And after we won the World Series, I was told, buy a house. You're going to be here for a long time. Contract's going to get to you soon. So I buy a house, and then no contract. I play another season. I'm a free agent. Red Sox aren't even talking to me. I start talking to some other teams. Talk to the Yankees. Agreed to a number. I took it back to the Red Sox and was like, I know you can't come this high, but can you at least show me that you may want to keep me? And, you know, they thought I was bluffing. You know, I love the Red Sox. I love the ownership for giving me that four-year opportunity. But when there's no contract and when you have Jacoby Ellsbury time in the big leagues happening real soon, I have to make a move. And, you know, unfortunately, it was not a happy one for Red Sox fans, but I mean, I think now they know, like, I never wanted to leave Boston. But if I were to, putting the pinstripes on, being part of that tradition, and I'm just glad it worked out for both sides. So I can honestly say I've been loved and hated everywhere. So, you know, whether it's my politics, whether it's the Yankee Red Sox, whatever it is, I've been loved and hated for so many things in my life, and I'm okay with it. Baseball got me ready for it, you know? You got to pick yourself up. There's a lot of ups and downs in life. I'm good, so I'm a happy camper.
That's pretty good. Johnny, getting back to your high school days, not only were you a really great baseball player, but you ran the sprints. And I was told you played football for a little while, and you got hit by a guy that went on to play in the National Football League that was pretty good. So it goes to show, I think today we such a specialty world where you just play baseball, just play basketball, just play football. But back then it was a different story. Track season, you ran track, you played basketball in basketball season, baseball in baseball season, you played football in football season. But you were a track sprinter, and on the football field, you got hit by Warren Sapp.
Yes, that is correct. And, yeah, he rung my bell for sure, but we we won the battle 6-3 that second field goal. So, but yeah, Warren had a tremendous career, and I'm happy for him. Central Florida boys stick together. But if you ever have Warren Sapp on, I still have to figure out what a blue darter is. I believe it's a bird, but we don't get to see too many of them around here. But Warren had a great career. But I think the kids, it's great. That was the way we stayed out of trouble, was to play football.
Yeah.
Then you carry it on to either basketball or soccer, and then baseball and track ran together. But, I mean, our parents did not want us at home until the lights came up. And they didn't want you to bring your friends at home to eat up all your food. So our parents were like, go out, have fun. It was a safer world at the time as well. But, yeah, we were outside all day long until the sun went down. And I think we were a lot better and happier as kids. And that's my thing. I've got to get the kids outside running around, because I can't get lazy on an iPad. It's frustrating.
I agree.
Johnny, I want to preview a little bit of the 2025 MLB season with you. But first, you mentioned LSU baseball. A former LSU Tigers lighting up the MLB right now, and that's Paul Skeens. I mean, he made his debut in May last year, and he just set the world on fire. He was fantastic in his rookie campaign with the Pittsburgh Pirates, ends up winning the Rookie of the Year. He's a first-time All-Star, first-team All-MLB. I want to get your thoughts, and just this is just a fun question. What would be your plate approach going against someone like Paul Skeens that is so elite on the mound?
Man, what a great start to his career, and many, many more great things coming from him. My approach to Paul Skeens, I mean, I wish I were a lot younger, but it would try to get a strike. I mean, he throws so many pitches at different angles, and he shows a lot of confidence on that mound. So my biggest thing is to have some confidence at the plate if somehow you can, and be ready for that strike, because it's tough hitting balls, especially off a guy who pitches as great as he does. And he's doing very good, man. I mean, LSU, Paul Skeens, Olivia Wilde. I mean, wow, what a great power couple. And congratulations to both of them, and continued success
and
LSU.
Dylan Cruz and what he's going to do.
Yeah,
in
the 1-2 punch. Woo. That LSU had,
man,
was pretty special.
That was awesome.
Well, Dylan Cruz is my boy. Like, his dad worked at the Magic Arena back in the day, so I bumped into his dad a couple of days ago. So they're Florida boys, they're Orlando folks. So yeah, Dylan Cruz is a badass, and I'm happy with his progress right now, and hopefully he has a tremendous and long career.
And then, Johnny, I wanted to get your thoughts. I'm a huge Astros fan. I don't make it any secret on here. Another former LSU Tiger, funny enough, Alex Bregman, was part of the golden age run for the Houston Astros, but now he's in Boston. He signed that major contract with them in this offseason. You know, we kind of saw the writing was on the wall when he turned down, I think it was like the 6-year $156 million from Houston. He ends up going with the Red Sox. I wanted to get your thoughts on that move, because I think it was one of the biggest splashes of this offseason.
Oh, it's definitely a huge splash, and unfortunately the numbers didn't work out with Houston. I would have thought, you know, saving money on taxes and playing in better weather year-round, but of course I love Boston, and of course I know what he's going to bring to the Red Sox is a winning attitude. And before they signed Bregman, I thought maybe they'll win like 77 games, but after, I think they're up to 87 games, because they're going to he's going to make the players around him a lot better, and that's just the way he plays. It's always difficult to see, you know, a franchise guy leave their team. Unfortunately, I get it. It's happened to me a number of times. It's I never wanted to leave any of my teams, whether it were the Royals, Red Sox, or Yankees. I always wanted to come back, but teams start talking to their scouts and try to figure out what's best for the team for the future, and I totally get it. But as you can see, it hasn't been the best for the Yankees yet, since they haven't won a World Series since, you know, they let me go.
Johnny, thinking about it, the way it is today, none of the major league teams want to do revenue sharing. I know if I'm the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox, I don't want to do no revenue sharing with the other clubs. But what's happening out in L.A. with the Dodgers? there's no price that's sort of too high for them. I'm going to make it. What's your thoughts on how they have used free agency? And they do have the farm system, but they've really used free agency a lot to build that team. And they're a juggernaut team. They've only got one World Series to show for it over the last few years. But, man, are they stockpiling players?
Yeah, they sure are. And, you know, unless there's rules against it, I mean, they're abiding by every baseball rule. The owner wants the best players. And whenever someone comes out on the market, he's going to give a nice run to them. And I know Dave Roberts got to be very happy with what he has to deal with on a year-to-year basis. He's going to continue to have the best players, and they're going to continue to win and compete for not just a playoff spot. I think they have their playoff spot locked down already. But winning World Series, I mean, it's you've got to play the games. It's always tough in the playoffs, but their owner has given them plenty of great talent to repeat as champions.
And, Johnny, before we let you run, I want to get your thoughts. Every single season, that feels like there's one team that kind of surprises and comes out of nowhere to make the postseason. I think last year was kind of like Detroit, right? And for me, and I want to get your thoughts specifically on this team, the Cincinnati Reds really kind of made an under-the-radar signing with bringing in someone that you're very familiar with in Terry Francona, Tito. You know, he won the World Series with Boston with you in 2004. Now he goes to the Cincinnati Reds, who have a very young, talented core. Just want to get your thoughts on that fit, and if the Reds can be one of those surprise teams in 2025.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a great pick for a manager. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get the players ready to go on a nightly basis, and just that leadership. And he also has Brad Mills with him. I mean, his bench coach forever. I think they're going to be a big surprise. And I really don't think the NL Central is, someone's got to go take it. It's not up for anybody right now. There's a few teams that are lacking some star power right now, but, you know, stars are made overnight sometimes, so we'll see what happens.
Johnny, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, listen, best of luck with A Game, and I see it all over now, so I know it's out there, and I know you have a lot of success with the drink.
Well, please go out there and try it, and let your listeners know what you think about it. It'd be a great thing for me and a great thing for my A-game team. So I appreciate you guys and your time.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks so much, Johnny. Really appreciate it. Two-time Major League Baseball champion. Did it with the Red Sox and Yankees.
Pretty interesting career,
that little swerve. Johnny Damon.